July the 5th, this summer, we learned that the Houston Rockets have traded point guard Kyle Lowry to the Toronto Raptors for Gary Forbes and a pick. Your immediate reaction when you heard that was?
I was just like, wow. You know, it's one of those things where you're not really excited, you're not sad, you just don't understand yet. You just, you know, let it sit in and sink in, and then you're saying, okay, well, you got to look at the roster, look at the pieces that they have, and go from there.
And so you saw the roster. You now know the pieces you have as you make your debut tonight in preseason.
Right.
What's your reaction now?
I'm excited. I can't wait. You know,
you wouldn't tell me anything different. It's not like
of course
you,
not.
Oh, man, I can't believe I'm here.
You know, it's exciting. You know, we got a good chance to be good. We got a chance to be, you know, one of those top teams and sneak up in the West. I mean, the East, sorry. We just got to go out there and play.
So Jose Calderon, when you heard that you got traded, you knew that Jose Calderon was their point guard, and he's still a Toronto Raptor. Is how does that work? Because you're a number one point guard.
Right. You know, we're just both out there trying to be professional. We're going to go out there and do our jobs no matter what, be teammates.
Did you learn Spanish so you guys could pal around?
Well, in this team, I got to learn Italian, Spanish, Lithuanian. I mean, I got to learn everything. So. Yeah,
the big Lithuanian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to learn. And you got Linus. You know, you got two of them. So, you know, they go in the cold tub and they speak in different languages. I say, hey, we speak English only in this locker room.
So it really is kind of United Nations in that locker room.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. You know, it's you know, we got some new pieces in. We got some guys who are, you know, from different countries, different places, different backgrounds, and it's fun.
So help me understand, because no one seems to ever be honest about this, but the Raptors have a tough time signing free agents. We know that there are Americans who don't want to play in Canada. You've now been up here. You haven't played yet. But why do you think that Canada and Toronto is perceived that way?
I don't know. I don't understand. I guess just the fact that, you know, you have the traveling, the customs, you know, that definitely could be a little bit of a headache. But
how many times have you been through customs now? You've been up
now,
here?
Now, once. We only traveled once so far. So.
Right, but you came up here, right?
Yeah, I've been through a few times. It's easy when when you're by yourself, you're not traveling with a team. It's not bad, but, you know, it's just, you know, perception of the travel, you know, supposedly you get extra tax and all those things, but it's a first-class organization, first-class city. Once you get up here, you love it.
Let's rehearse it. I'll practice for you. Customs, yeah. Anything to declare, sir?
No.
Huh. All right, go ahead. Wasn't that bad. Dwayne Casey said about you, some parents, this is weird, you got to explain it, use the stick or whip or belt or whatever you want to call it. Some parents give you timeouts. Kyle is the one with the belt. Do you know what he meant by that?
No, I have no idea. Well, I think I have an idea, but, you know, I think it's more of a term of endearment.
Yeah, I think it is for
yes,
sure.
No question.
I just not sure exactly.
How to take that.
Are you wearing a belt?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Trust me, I do have the belt.
I'm not wearing a belt. I'm not a belt guy. Hey. Actually, you know what? You could probably take your belt off while I'm talking, and you can hold it up. And
nah, say, I'm not going to do
this,
that.
This is for you. When asked about what you hope to accomplish, so I'm going to quote you in Toronto. You said you want to be the head of the snake.
Right.
What does that mean?
You know, on a snake, the first thing you see is his head. You know, that's the first thing that bites, you know. And on the basketball court, I'm the point guard. You know, that's the first thing that bites. I have the ball offensively. I'm stopping the ball defensively. That's the first thing that you see. And that's one of those things where you're head of the snake. You have to be that guy, the brains, the, you know, that guy.
You're ready to be that guy on the court, but also off, right? Would you agree that this team kind of needs some, like, energy, some personality?
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, we have a team who, you know, it's always been a laid-back team, you know, a lot of foreigners, a lot of guys who are, you know, passive personalities. But they have fire in them. You know, when they play for their countries, you see the fire in them. So we just got to find a way to bring the fire out.
Kevin McHale, glad that you're away.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, he was a coach. He was my coach. I was his player. It's one of those things where, you know, we didn't see eye to eye on certain situations, you know, but it's a business. At the end of the day, I wish him the best of luck, and I know he wished me the best of luck.
There's a regular guy on this show, and I'm not going to tell you his name because I'm going to ask you the question. Who's the best point guard in the history of the game? Classic point guard.
Oh, man.
Who's the
I mean, you. That's too tough of a question. I mean.
Okay, I'm thinking of one guy because he's a regular on this show.
I mean, honestly,
I'm going to play this clip for him. So it's not Magic. Pure point guard.
Pass first. It's a bunch.
90s.
90s?
Yeah. 90s, 2000.
Got to show me the clip.
Watch me.
You got to show me the clip.
The glove. I'm showing you the glove,
GP,
man.
No, GP.
Yeah, GP.
GP was a scorer, though. GP could score that ball. He was the scorer.
Hold on to that. More in a moment. Time now for next question with the new Toronto Raptor, Kyle Lowry. What do you say if you want to take a pass on a question?
Next question.
All right. What do you love to do more, drive the basket or shut down a defender?
Be
a shutdown defender?
Shutdown defender.
Greatest pure point guard ever? Now you say it. Say his name.
In my opinion, it's too many to choose from. Next question.
You once grabbed popcorn from a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Describe that to me.
It was a play, I think I got fouled, and I was going to the sideline, and it was actually a friend. It was a friend of mine.
It was a friend?
It was someone I knew. I said, hey, grab some of this popcorn. I think it was a little bit of fun. Hey, got to do it.
You played with T-Mac in Houston.
Yeah.
He said on this show last year that he could sleep for 18 hours anytime if needed. Did you ever see him fall asleep?
On the plane, he slept all the time.
Really?
That's all he did.
Have you ever had a drink of his oxygen water?
No.
Okay, here's a question. What would be my beverage of choice? His oxygen water or your fam juice?
My fam juice.
Really, why?
It's a better product. It's made cold, it's shipped cold, and drank cold.
Biggest difference so far between Canada and the United States? Can be anything, television, anything.
Television, the money, the travel.
Isn't our money better, though?
Yeah.
Because they don't all work the same.
It doesn't rip. It doesn't rip.
No, it doesn't rip.
The new 100
does. Favorite food is?
Pancake.
I knew that. And what is your favorite pancake?
Regular pancake.
Just regular pancake?
Regular pancake.
You're not an IHOP guy, though, are you?
No.
No. Like, a connoisseur doesn't like IHOP.
No, not at all.
No. Have you had pancakes in Toronto yet?
Yes, our chef in the arena that make them pretty good.
Love pancakes. Yes. Will you invite me to go?
Yeah, well, no question.
For sure, no question.
For sure.
What did you think of Vernon Davis's attempt to dunk the ball over the crossbar, goalpost?
Oh, man. You know what? I think he got a cramp. That's what I'm going to give him.
He was rejected, right?
Yeah, he was rejected bad.
You tweeted about a car that cost $1.2 to $2 million?
Yeah, I did.
What kind of car cost $1.2 to $2 million?
I didn't know about it. It was an Aston Martin. It was an Aston Martin. I don't even know what it was. I stopped looking at it after I figured out the price.
You're from Philly. Do you know the theme song to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
Let me hear.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. I get into it. I need to hear it. I got to get the tone and the beat.
Are Eagles fans really evil?
No, we're just passionate.
You're an Eagles fan, right?
Yes.
You tweeted about the Ryder Cup, right? Are you over yet? Because Phil Mickelson said he wasn't.
No, I'm not either.
Did the Europeans win it or did you guys lose it?
We lost it.
Tough times, eh?
Yeah, I didn't like it, eh?
Kyle, opening preseason game tonight, I know. I don't know what you're going to bring on the court because that's up to you, but off the court, you are going to be total fresh air. So say to me right now, come down and have pancakes with me, man.
Hey, come down and have pancakes. You know, we'll have pancakes, get a little bit of blueberry, maybe some banana, you know, maybe some cherry. Hey, never know. We don't know what your flavor is.